An art exhibit is making its U.S. debut in Bentonville. Soul of a Nation, Art in the Age of Black Power, is on display now at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended a media tour of the new exhibition, and she brings us this report.
Crystal Bridges has always highlighted the work of American artists, and for the next 3 months, its newest temporary exhibit focuses on black artists. Developed by the Tate Modern in London, Soul of a Nation reflects the various viewpoints of artists and collectives creating work from 1963 to 1983. The exhibition is organized into 12 sections. The first is dedicated to the formation of Spiral. Lauren Haynes, contemporary art curator at Crystal Bridges, describes Spiral as a group of artists who met to discuss the role African-American artists should take in the civil rights movement.
They would meet and talk range a wide range of topics, but really this idea, is there a Negro image? Is there one thing, one image, one work that black artists should be making? This was a group of 15 artists. You'll see in this room and in the exhibition, we have the work of three of these 15 artists, and these are works that are all in black and white because Spiral had one exhibition where they all showed their work together and it was all black and white works.
The black and white paintings in this section are in sharp contrast with the vibrant orange, yellow, and green paints used by Afro-Cobra. Based in Chicago in the late 1960s, Afro-Cobra was one of the few organized groups at this time that tried to explain their group aesthetic in writing. The exhibition ends with work from just above Midtown, a gallery with the goal of giving a platform to the black avant-garde. Zoe Whitley, organizing curator from the Tate Modern, says before starting the gallery, Linda Goodbryant was the director of education at the Studio Museum in Harlem.
She really is an artist in her own right. That is not an overstatement. But she was really struck by the fact that being surrounded by artists on a daily basis, the constant refrain was, they won't let us, they won't let us. And she said, you know, who's they? And excuse my French or whatever you want to call it. But she said, F them, let's start a gallery. And that was really this kind of from this place of defiance is what we have here.
That sense of fighting for your art is familiar to Dana Chandler Jr., one of 60 artists featured in Soul of a Nation. He says decades ago, black art was not well recognized among the art world.
We knew that we were as valid and our work was as significant as anything done in the world. We didn't really care that the critics at that time were not able to be grown enough to deal with that. Which was a shame. And the reason that I said to Zoe how important this show is because it's a statement about that. You can see that the work that we do is as good as any work that's done in the world. Even back at that time, when we didn't have access to galleries and museums and other things, and we would have curators say things to us like, what black art? You know, because they didn't understand, because at that time most curators were white. And they didn't understand what they were looking at and weren't interested in understanding what they were looking at. So now that's changing with this new generation of people, not just black people, whose minds are open where the minds at that time were not open at all.
Soul of a Nation features 164 pieces of art, including work by 81-year-old Adger Cowens.
Me making art, it's just Adger making art. It's not I'm an African-American, or I'm black, or I'm part of the American history of art in America. The first gallery I showed in the Heliographers was the first gallery to show photography's art in New York City. Paul Caponegro, Carl Terenza, Eugene Smith, all those people, and myself and some others were in that gallery. Photography was not considered an art at that time. There was a big battle. There were no books on photography. Everybody thinks it's been around so long. It hasn't been around that long as an art. It's been around forever, and it has been an art. But the world, or the art world, let's say, accepting photography as art is another matter, and it took a little while.
Artist Dana Chandler Jr. says times are changing for black artists, and he feels they are receiving more of the recognition they deserve today.
And the other thing that has changed wonderfully is the presence of people with real professional expertise who are able to talk about our work as though it's as valid as anything else that's been created. So that's a, it's a great thrill for me to watch the third generation, because that's pretty much who you young people are, the third generation after mine, take up our struggle and work to make sure that what we're doing becomes as important as any other part of American art.
Soul of a Nation, Art in the Age of Black Power, is on view now through April 23rd. Admission is $10 for the public and free for museum members and children 18 and younger. Crystal Bridges is one of only two U.S. venues to host Soul of a Nation. Once it closes in Bentonville, the exhibition travels to the Brooklyn Museum in New York. More information is available at crystalbridges.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.